You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. So far today, we've learned about an independent DIY punk rock media empire and how artist and musician Penelope Houston helped start the punk scene in San Francisco back in the mid-70s. But punk is still alive and kicking. The band Flesh World has been playing together in San Francisco since 2012. Guitarist Scott Moore and singer Jess Scott came from very different punk backgrounds, but then they came together to make something new. In our latest episode of Bay Area Beats, we'll hear about their new album, The Wild Animals in My Life, and learn the naked truth about how they met at Maximum Rock and Roll headquarters, where Scott Moore was living at the time.
I'm Jess Scott, and I sing and play guitar in Flesh World.
I'm Scott Moore, and I play guitar and synthesizer in Flesh World. So I came out of my bedroom one day, and, like, not wearing a shirt.
Topless.
Yeah, no shirt.
No bra,
which is,
nothing.
You know, maybe a bit tacky in a place of business, but, hey, you know, I kind of felt like it was my home as well. And Jess is, like, sitting there doing record reviews, and she, like, turns around, and she looks at me and goes, I've developed an entire lifestyle based around never having to see that. Yeah, we didn't rush anything on this record, I don't think.
No, yeah.
It's been a slow burn.
It's the longest I've ever taken to do any part of it, mixing, recording. I think it's maybe less aggressive, but it's still pretty, like,
I think it's more nuanced.
Driving. Yeah. But, you know, try not to have any snoozers on it. So Here in the Dark was, I remember we were just playing along with it, and then I kind of got almost like tripped up on two of the chords, and it sounded really repetitive and cool, and I kind of just been listening to it a lot of really repetitive music, and I kind of wanted there to be, the main focus was to be like a transformation in the drums and the percussion, and so I wanted that to go from, you know, a traditional drum set into more of a drum machine. Like, could we put sort of a marching club drive behind a punk song that's noisier than a punk song should be?
Poolside Boys, you know, it's interesting when you write songs and somebody else puts the words to them. I feel like it can either make or break the song for the person who, like, was the primary songwriter. And Jess, like, wrote these amazing lyrics that I feel like totally captures the feeling that I was going for the song. And I remember, like, hearing it for the first time and just being like, getting chills and just being like, oh my god, like, this is so perfect, like, so amazing.
When I first heard it back, I was like, I was actually really embarrassed. I was like, I don't know, it just seemed really unlike anything I had done before, and I was a little like, have I totally lost it? Like, is this still cool? But I'm glad that actually I think a lot of people really like that one.